Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's your hump day.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. All of that best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. All right, let's just keep this between you and me and every other Apple rumor out there. Looks like we might be having an event coming up pretty dang soon, as in next month. Yes, according to 9to5Mac, look for an iPad Air 3 and an iPhone SE event coming March 15th. Now, that date could shift here and there, that's not set in stone, but it definitely looks like we're going to be getting some new Apple crap coming next month. Of that crap, of course, that 4-inch iPhone SE, which people are still scratching their heads about, the iPad Air 3, and maybe some minor Apple Watch updates. Now, we kind of reported earlier about with the Apple Watch, we might see the Apple Watch 2 around March. That doesn't look like that's going to happen now. Probably wait for those to come out probably later September of this year. Any bets? In any case, guess it's time to start paying off the credit cards a little bit or saving up some cash because it's probably going to be gone in a little over 30 days. All right, I'm feeling your pain, Windows users out there, particularly if you're on Windows 7. You like Windows 7, you don't want to touch Windows 10, and that's just the way it is for you. Unfortunately, Microsoft does not see it your way. So much so that they're now pushing you to Windows 10. Now, yeah, Microsoft did kind of give us a heads up last year saying they would be a little bit more aggressive at getting people over to the new operating system. And it looks like this week, Microsoft is living up to their word. It has now recategorized Windows 10 as a recommended update. That means that Windows 10 upgrade process will download and start automatically on a lot of machines out there. You ain't gonna have a choice. The full statement from Microsoft said that we are committed to making it easy for our Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 customers to upgrade to Windows 10. So we've upgraded our experience to help our customers who previously reserved their upgrade. Hint, Microsoft, those people that reserved their upgrade, they may not have wanted it. Speaking of Microsoft, hey, our lovely Swift key. Yeah, I love that keyboard. I like it too. Apparently, Microsoft loved it more than all of us. According to the Financial Times, they understand that Microsoft is about to acquire the keyboard maker Swift key for, get this, $250 million. Damn, that's one expensive keyboard. Now, of course, Microsoft isn't commenting if they bought it yet or not, and the folks over there on Swift key side are also mute on it. Now, I know what you're thinking out there, Swift key users. Great. Microsoft got a hold of it. How long before they discontinued? Continue the thing, because let's face it, they do a lot of that when they buy things and then rebrand it, and then it all goes to hell. With the exception of Skype, they kept the name, but it still went to hell. We can only hope that since SwiftKey is quite popular, they may not veer away from the name. In fact, hopefully they don't veer anywhere near it. They just keep it the way it is. It's working fine, Microsoft. Don't touch it. Evernote users out there, I know there's still a lot of, yeah, freaking love Evernote, been using it since way back when. But for Evernote, business has not been quite as good lately. They've had a lot of extensive layoffs, and of course their longtime CEO, yeah, he flew the cuckoo's nest over there. Now they're taking one step further. They're cutting back on those non-essential projects. And a lot of it has to do with their Evernote market, you know, their online store where you could actually buy a smart notebook, scanners, and even stylus. But the company's kind of realized that people, even though they might help with their product, nobody's really paying attention to those things. So, out the door they go. Personally, I didn't even know they had an online store. I never really went to their main website much. So as long as Evernote doesn't go out the door, I'm happy. I'm a happy man. And finally, ooh, I got some good old news for this hump day for you, especially if you love bacon. Oh, bacon. Now, let's face it. Science has never really said that bacon and eggs is great for us, has it? No. It tastes good, though, doesn't it? Love it, love it, love it. Especially bacon. Oh, bacon. But guess what? According to the research out of the University of Missouri, getting a high-protein meal like bacon and eggs the first thing in the morning is the key to staying healthy. Woo-hoo, hallelujah. Now, research actually went on to say that skipping breakfast can actually lead to obesity. So they're saying that by eating a very rich in protein breakfast, it actually releases dopamine to your brain. Yeah, all those lovely little chemicals up there. It actually boosts your mood and generally makes you feel like a rewarded, content person. Oh yes, bacon does that for me. I don't know about you. It also means you're less likely to binge on snacks throughout the day or seek higher fatty foods. Oh, I love you, University of Missouri. The most essential meal of the day just got better. Bacon and eggs, here I come. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for all the great BTN shows. Oh, you know what's going on over there. We got the Mac Show, we got the Big Show, we got the Gamer Show, of course, the News Show. Oh, there's so many over there. Just get on over there and get subscribed to every single one of them. You're going to love them all. Hey, and as always, if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, consider giving us just a little donation over there at our Patreon page. You can find that at BritishTechNetwork.com/patron. Your help would be greatly appreciated for all the free content that we push out to you each and every week. And of course, for all our Patreon subscribers right now that are donating every month, thank you. Thank you so very much. We'd be lost without you. Know what's going on around here at BTN by following British Tech on Twitter. You can follow what I'm doing too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger, Swagger with 1G. Don't forget. Thank you. And of course, the British Tech Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. That's the community you definitely want to be in. Well, we are done with your Humpy Dumpy Day edition of the BTN News Show. Don't worry, though. Tomorrow's Thursday, so you know that means, yeah, it's going to be late. But I'll do my best to get you out of show for Thursday tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Wednesday. And thank you very much for listening.